Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Density by Stephen L. Bobo.
What's up, everybody? Stephen Bubble here, Bozilla, if you will. Welcome to another operation of Bozilla Blog Talk Radio. Today, I have a gentleman going to come on, and if he's here, hope he's there. He'll come on and explain his case. Oh, yeah, what's up, bro? Introduce yourself to everybody. I know who you are, man.
Hey, everybody. So my name's Al. I'm originally from Hudson County, New Jersey, Jersey City. I moved to Hunterdon County, New Jersey, about 5 years ago, just after marrying my wife and having my two beautiful daughters. I have been a part of the system for a very long time, so I've seen both the ins and outs of good and bad of the system.
Okay, okay. Tell me some more about what's going on with you. What do you want to talk to the people about?
So I've been fighting a case in Hunterdon County, specifically in Clinton Township, New Jersey, for well over a year now. I was out protesting just prior to the Black Lives Matter movement became a huge, big thing. And it was for a lot of reasons. I got tired of the Big Brother telling us what we can and cannot do, specifically our governor saying that we had a shutdown and we can't go anywhere except for the exceptions within the executive order. I got tired of him closing down small businesses because of this whole COVID thing. I got tired of police officers getting away with literally systematic murder. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of them taking away from people that have the right, but were just out doing their own thing. I've seen it multiple times where people are just driving down the street and get pulled over just because. And it's not right. It's unfair. And I believe that leading by example is a huge thing for our government to be holding on to, and they're falling short everywhere. So
I agree.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Finish it. You got the floor. Go ahead.
So I went out protesting with a sign. It was a bit vulgar. To some people, it might have been distasteful, but it's how I felt. And it was towards our system and how our government's being ran. And I got stopped by the local PD, and they told me that I was violating the executive order 107 specifically. I tried to inform them that there are exemptions within the order, and to my understanding, political reasons such as protesting is an exemption, as well as conducting outdoor activity, which is what I was doing. I was walking. Anyway, I got stopped. Nobody was really able to tell me why I was being held. I left both occasions, and I got 10 tickets in the mail, 8 of them for disorderly conduct, for vulgar sign, for flipping off a police officer, for failure to comply with an investigation because I requested for an attorney, Did I say sorry to comply with the executive order? Dude, I mean, guys, I've gotten hit with so many charges that I can't even remember. Long story short is that I decided not to plead guilty to them because I didn't believe I did anything wrong. And my wife, who believed that I shouldn't have even been out there to begin with, understood that I didn't really do anything wrong. I was a little vulgar and distasteful, but other than that, legally, we believe nothing was wrong through numerous of federal and state case laws. And so we went to trial. I paid for an attorney, and I failed. I lost. So I'm currently fighting an appeal. I am no longer using the attorney that I had because I truthfully believe that he threw me under the bus. And I am just fighting, man. I'm fighting for us. You know, I feel like I'm fighting for our entire country because if we continue to allow officers doing things like this, they're just going to continue doing worse as things go on. And they're going to continue thinking that they can get away with it because nobody has the money and nobody has the knowledge to be able to fight it.
You said a mouthful right there, my friend. That's something that we hear on the Bozilla Blog Talk Show. That's what we do. We talk about things like this because there's been so many people, and I, like I said before, it's not a black thing, a white thing. It's a kid thing. That's what I talk about because we support the kids that's going through the system and stuff like that. Because like I said before, I'm an ex-correction officer, and I'm also a person who's been on the inside of the wall. So I've been on both sides before, so I've seen both sides. And what you said is completely true. You had a right to say what you want to say when you go up there and say. But see, the problem is when the system feels like you're threatening them, now they want to make up charges against you. And that was bogus because, for one, I had an attorney, and I went to court. I fought it. But finally, I just said, you know what? I'm tired of the media putting me on prime time and showing, embarrassing my wife and my daughter or something because it's a mistake I made. So you shouldn't have to punish them. She's a child. Don't punish her. Don't punish my wife. I did this. So I took the deal so I wouldn't have to get it out the media. That was my fault because I didn't do my history, what I should have been doing. Because, see, I was in criminal justice. I figured that since I was a CO, that line would protect me. But it didn't because I was just a prime and simple to get a scapegoat to go ahead and say, look, we got one. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and finish this up. Let's take him to jail. So I agree with what you're saying, man. There's so many things that we can do and so many things that we can't say. You have the right to say what you want to say. You didn't threaten nobody's life. You just told people how you felt, and that's wrong. And Danielle, you're on here. If we got any people on here, please chime in and talk to this young man because he is going through he's going through some stuff right now that is completely ridiculous. He has a right. You know, he has two daughters and a wife.
He has a constitutional right. He has a constitutional right of free speech. And if a cop is going to get all bent out of shape over being flipped off, good Lord, really? I'm glad you fired your lawyer that you had. There are so many stinking constitutional hiccups here that it's – and unfortunately, you're in a situation where a lot of what they're saying is open to interpretation. And when you start getting interpretation, that's when people want to take it their own way, and that's when you're in the situation that you're in because they want to say that it's well, we interpreted it as a threat. We interpreted it as this, that, or the other, when in reality there were no laws broken. At the most, you should have been hit with maybe a couple citations. You'd have been out a couple $100 and, you know, done is done. You know, you'd been butthurt for a couple weeks, but still, this is almost a constitutional case because all you did was voice your opinion in a very high stress, high frustration situation. I don't see why you are facing real jail time for just voicing your opinion and your frustration at a broken system and some funky rules.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Just your floor. Go ahead.
Come on now.
No, so I was going to say that, like, my sign wasn't even, I don't know if vulgarity is allowed on your station, but it was,
We believe deeply in free speech here.
I'm sorry?
We believe deeply in free speech here. Go ahead.
Okay. So you can say what you want to say. You can say what you want to say.
All right, so it said fuck the thin blue line. It had hashtag slow down police ahead, hashtag fuck out of here. And it wasn't spelt with the four-letter word F-U-C-K, but it was more spelt phonetically, P-H-U-C-K, and they interpreted it as the F-U-C-K word. Now, I know that there's one specific case law that, I mean, anybody can use off the top of their head, which is the Cohen versus California case. And that's why I was baffled when I'm being charged and found guilty for a vulgar sign.
This is basically, it just sounds like the police felt, basically they used their power to act out on being butthurt.
Mm-hmm.
They
stated that.
And that's exactly what it was, butthurt. Yep. That's right.
That's exactly what it was, because they were upset. They were really upset, and they mailed me my ticket. They claimed a 5150, which is a mental health evaluation on the side of the road, because I was yelling at the officers, but never took me to the emergency room.
Wow.
Not the 5150. That's crazy right there. We all know what 5150 means, and that's a mental case. And you're allowed to say what you want to say to the police. And see, that's the problem that the cops want to do. They want to make you look like you're something that you're not. You spoke your truth. Danny, can we bring another person in? Somebody else wants to comment.
Yeah, I think we got Christy Wilson, if she's available. Hey, Chris.
Comment.
Christy, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, you got any comments on there?
Find this interesting because I was just reading about this in one of my criminal law books. And Danny, you brought up the subject about the Constitution. And it is a constitutional right for the freedom of free speech. And it made me recall things that the Constitution does not protect against. And some of those things were fighting words, words that are insulting or abusive language, obscenity, inciting riot, obstruction of law enforcement, abusive, obscene, harassing language, loud speech or loud noises like Lewis's. Those things aren't. But it's like you said, it's what's interpreted. And as a reasonable person would not expect the words that he had on his poster to be as obscene. Like he spelled it in a different way, it can be interpreted a different way. And also, in our book, it says that policemen are held to a higher expectation of restraint when it comes to language because of their type of job, because it's to be expected. So, and this is straight out the book, police officers are expected to exercise greater restraint when foul, insulting language is directed toward them. And that in practically most states. And so the way it's interpreted, the way people say, if somebody says, oh, officer, you know, you can go to hell, it's supposed to be a higher level of restraint for police officers, which was not done in this case, which none of the language, it wasn't inciting a riot. Personal opinion. Opinion is not fact. It's the way you feel. It's puffery. Puffery is opinion. You can't be sued for libel or slander for your opinion. And that's all that, you know, I wanted to say. It just got me thinking. I was like, this is amazing that I just read about this. And the officers don't know the laws all the way, or they feel insulted. That has nothing to do with another person's individual rights.
Exactly.
Thanks,
girl,
Chris.
I just love it when you go all constitutional on us. Girl, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I said, thank you, Chrissy. All right, man. So let me say, anything else you want to say about that? Because right there, you said a complete mouthful, and I'm so glad I brought you on. I'm glad you reached out to me. I think we were supposed to do this a while ago, but things happen, you know, if things go around like that. But with this COVID and stuff like that, it kind of straightened up everything else. But what you said and what you did, you did not just, you didn't strike nobody. You just said something. You had a sign. It wasn't a bat. It was a sign that said that. And it wasn't even spelt the right way to say fuck you. It was just said, you said it the other way. But you took it, they took it the way because they felt like, oh, threatening my manhood. And that's exactly what it was. He was on one that day. So he figured, I'll go ahead and turn the rules around and face it against him. So I applaud you what you said, but I'm so sorry that you had to face these consequences. And that's bullshit.
It's unfortunate, but like I said, man, I'm going to continue fighting this, you know, not only for myself, but for everyone else, because I refuse to allow them to continue to believe that they are in the right when they don't even know the law incompletion themselves. And, I mean, if anybody is interested, I do have their dash cam on my YouTube channel. I have all of the charges on my YouTube channel. I have everything up to date. I try to update my YouTube at least once a week to let everybody know where I'm at, what I'm doing, and just to keep everybody at least informed. I did request the transcripts, so I will as soon as I can afford them, pay for the rest of it, and I will be uploading the transcripts of the trial onto my YouTube channel also.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, man, can you give us your YouTube channel so everybody knows so they can, if people who don't know who you are can look out, reach out to you, and we can support you that way?
Absolutely. It's NJ Watchman, M-A-N. So, again, it's NJ Watch, W-A-T-C-H, Man, M-A-N.
You know what, man? I think I've seen some of your videos on YouTube. I think I've seen some. I think I posted some of my stuff on Facebook, and I think they've taken it off. But you know how Facebook goes. If you tell the truth, they're going to erase it. You know, and I agree with you 100% because, you know, Danielle will tell you, I'm one of the main people who has to fight against the system. I buck against the system because, you know what, they're wrong. And there's so many people that are being punished for their wrongdoings like you. For instance, you have the right to go out and say what you want to say. You didn't threaten nobody. You didn't say, here, I have this in my hand. I'm going to throw this. I'm going to hit you upside the head with it. You just told somebody the cops are here, fuck the police, pretty much what you said. And you didn't even smell it like that. I'm just saying. And there's so many other things that could be said. And I've heard so much worse stuff being said, but I really depends on what city you're in, because if it was a real huge city like New York City, Dayton, Columbus, Ohio, any major city, me and Daniel's been a protest downtown, and we've heard people cuss the police out, and they just let it go. They just let it go.
No, I live in the third richest county in the country. So, I mean, they're uptight up here.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel, because I tell you what, I tell people all the time, you come to Ohio, you know, my thing is, you come on vacation, you might leave on probation. That's Ohio for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's New Jersey.
I tell people that all the time. And you have to be careful what you say. You have to be smart. And matter of fact, like I said, you have to stay woke. I have a channel. I have another page on Facebook called Stay Woke. And I'm going to put you on there, man, because that's the type of stuff I talk about on there. Because – like I said, I know I've done wrong. I know I did wrong. I earned my repercussions that I got. But it wasn't to the point how they got me down, how they took me down. But, Tom, you have to be smart what you said. And right there, you said everything you're supposed to say. You had an attorney. And your attorney threw you underneath the bus. Trust me, I know that. I had an attorney throw me underneath the bus. And I was supposed to get 15 to 20, and I ended up just getting 3 years. I got another attorney. He got me out on judicial release, and I said they told me I would never get it. But my other attorney came in. He said, "No, you should never plead guilty to that." He said, "Because there was nothing there." Right. So, like I said, when attorneys feel like they are going against the system because maybe they've got people that are in that top on the upper up there, sometimes they will throw you underneath the bus because once they got your money, they can do what they want to do and say what they want to say. And
yeah,
To me, he just didn't want to fight for you. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, I'm not an attorney. I want to be an attorney, but I want to be a type of attorney who will fight for cases like that because that's some bullshit. I'm sorry. That's some bullshit.
No, I agree. And even it baffles me even further that after I got put on the news, I got put on like a bunch of headlines on internet news media, and I had physical death threats posted on my Facebook. I brought to the state police. And I asked the fresh charges, and they went to the house, spoke to the individual, and told me to go file civil charges because they're not going to file criminal.
Danielle, you here? Chime in on this one. I know you got something to say on that one. That's crazy.
That's that whole thin blue line nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's that, you know, it's like, so you got a death threat. Okay. Well, we'll do civil charges. Well, all that does is, you know, bury you in so much in so much paperwork that you get to the point where you're like, I don't care anymore. But I'm stuck that you getting death threats is less important than you saying fuck the police.
Mm-hmm. And it was a physical death threat to where I looked the individual up and I realized that this person had a extensive background in physical violence, has been arrested numerous of times for physical violence. So this is why I was concerned, because she lives local to my area. And I only know about terroristic threats. A terroristic threat is when you cause someone an immediate danger to someone's life. She threatened to bash my skull in the next time she seen me. Again, we live in the same neighborhood. So
wow.
If that happens to the officer, it's a threat. This is a physical threat. I am now in danger of my life. I want to do something about this. I know it's
and
a terroristic threat. Exactly. And they were like, nope, if you want to do anything, you're going to have to go down to the courthouse and file harassment charges.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow.
And I just left it alone.
Wow.
This is a
textbook definition of the good old boys club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this is the whole town good old boys club. I've been threatened on Facebook media pages all year. I have screenshots from every single person threatening me, telling me they're going to pull me out of my car and bash my skull in, that next time they'd see me at a parking stop, that they're going to ram the back of my car. I've had numerous of someone saying that they're not going to pass my children in school because of my behaviors, some outrageous stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, see, that
borders on hate crime.
Mm-hmm. It, exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Like I said before, and that's something right there that Danielle and Chrissy will fire up about, because now you're messing talking about dealing with children, and that's what we deal with.
Yeah.
And see, that's right. Uh-uh. And that's something that we don't tolerate with that one.
When you start talking about the babies.
No, I
that's
agree.
Not right, man.
You know, I moved up into this area because we have the best school district in our entire state. So I was like, might as well keep my children in a school district where they can learn the best that they can. And now that I'm getting threats that my children have never succeed in school because of me, I find that very insulting and threatening.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
And really, I'm going to say this from an educator's perspective. Shame. Shame on that school district. Shame on that principal. And shame on those teachers. You should never, never. And see, here we go. You called it, Bo. You should never put the weight of adults on the shoulders of children.
Agreed.
What their parents do has nothing to do with the character of that child. And when you start persecuting a child for the actions of their parents, whether they be right or wrong, because they offend your delicate, I'm going to need these teachers to pull their big girl panties up and be a damn teacher. Your job is to teach. Your job is not to be the daggone social police and traumatize a child because you mad.
My wife and
you
I were both speaking about
your
trying
ass
to change
right
our lanes.
Down to the union with that. I'm sorry,
No, my wife and I were talking about changing at least my wife and my children's last names just so my children can have a better education and we don't have to move.
I get it.
I get it too, but that's just so wrong. You got to go through more financial hardship. See, that's how the big brother, that's how that 1% does you. They try to take you, so you can't pay for nothing because they want to drain your pockets. So that way they can battle and put you in court costs and court fights and stuff like that. Because you know, eventually, people like us that work every day. People like us who are on Social Security and stuff like that, your income only goes so far. So if they can keep putting you in court and battling, push you this way until you run out of money, then they say we won because you can't finish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose of the big brother syndrome.
And that's a whole nother show. I don't want to get on the Big Brother, but, man, you opened up to what you said. You said that Big Brother thing. You know I get fired up about that. What's our time there, Danny? We got 5 minutes left.
Let's see. I'm looking.
Yeah, it's 6:55.
Yeah.
So we got 5 minutes left in the show. You go ahead and fish it on out, man. I want you to take the rest of the stuff and tell me what you really want to have done. It's your name. Protect your children. Protect your wife. I want you to say what you want to have done.
Ideally, I would just like to have this taken to court and overturned. I mean, if anybody has any common sense and knowledge of any basic laws, we can all see that what I did was disrespectful, again, but nothing I did was illegal. And, I mean, I refuse to move. I am not moving. I am holding my ground. But I 100% are going to take care of my children and make sure that my entire family is going to be safe. So if I have to go and change our last name, then so be it. But I am going to keep mine, and I'm going to keep my fight. And it's not just for me, but it's for everybody, because Big Brother ain't going to hold us anymore.
I agree with you 100%, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. Like I said, we will do another show with you. If you don't mind, we'll come back on. We can do another show and have some more people chime in that might be able to give you some more information, because we know some people who are lawyers and stuff on this page. That way, maybe they can come in and chime in and give you some advice. I would love to have you back on for another chapter of your show. I'll come on my show and do another day. I will let you know whatever will be available for you. Just let me know. That way Danielle can get you booked in. And, man, you have a story, and I do appreciate you coming in here and telling this story, because everybody hears me talking to people behind the walls. But you know what, man? Yours right there are one thing that's why we fight, because that's why I fight, because the system is not for everybody, especially for a man who has a family, and he's trying to do the right thing. He did not do anything wrong. He did not shoot at a cop. He did not cut a cop. He didn't throw a rock at a cop. He didn't spill soda on a cop or knocked his coffee out of his hand and took his donut. He didn't do none of that. He just told the cop, F you, in so many in the clean words, and he took it the wrong way because he was butthurt. You just get your thumb, stick it in your mouth, and tell your say, Mommy, he just said something bad to me. Mommy, stop him, please. See, that's the whole problem about the system. And that's why I got off. That's why I don't do a lot of Facebook lives, because I've been put in Facebook jail numerous times. Danielle had to do the shows. Chrissy has to do shows when I'm put in Facebook jail. That's why I went and did Blog Talk Radio. That way I can say what I want to say, and people can say what they want to say. So, like I said, whatever you want to say, man, it's cool with me. It's cool with me because
you told
me. I appreciate
you both, Danielle, Chrissy. I genuinely appreciate you guys' time. Again, if you don't mind, NJ Watchman on YouTube. Definitely follow my channel, and I'll keep you guys up to date.
All right,
I sure
sir.
Will, man. But I guess we will definitely put that on our page, Chrissy or Danielle. If you heard what he said, it was put it on the page and put it on my Facebook page, because I want everybody to hear him. I want him to follow his page. And those who have been corrupted by the police and done the wrong by the police, there doesn't have to be a cop kill somebody, because we know they kill. But cops can do stuff, take their badge, take it a lot further. Look, like this young man just said, he just said a sign that said F the police, but he didn't say F. But they want to blackball him now, and his family, and his children. His children have nothing to do with this. This is his fight. 60 seconds, man. I will definitely have you back in on another show. We're going to follow your story. We have to follow your story, because this is something that we do talk about, especially when you say the kids. Now, I know Chrissy and Danielle is going to be all in it. So I already know that. So, but I want to say thank you for coming on, man. No problem, man. Like I said, I'll be in contact with you, man. That way you can do another show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this nice Sunday. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your Labor Day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. But please be safe. God bless y'all.
We'll do, brother.
Bozilla out.